I look at the position of the planets in the heavens. I look at their relationship to each other to determine what the celestial weather is, and that gives predictions.
What significant national and international events do your charts foretell for 2014?
More coups in Africa and perhaps South America, and even looks like maybe something in Europe. Unexpected change in the ruling class or government.
Do the heavens say anything about climate change?
Yes, because it's a time of tremendous crisis. So we have crisis in food and crisis in the environment and crisis in politics and crisis in government.
Anything positive going to happen on the global scale next year?
Well, it's often that in crisis, people care about each other more. We see when something awful happens, people come together. So that's the really good thing.
And Joanna, do your charts say anything about our president, whose approval ratings now are as low as they've been since he was elected to office originally?
It looks like President Obama is going to pull a rabbit out of the hat, and his popularity is going to go way up this summer. It looks like he's going to perhaps do something to help a warring people make peace, and he gets popular again.
Just in time for the November elections.
Yes, somehow he's going to pull into that in the way that he was when he was elected the first time.
Let's look at the state of Oregon.
We're likely to pass the Equality of Marriage Act. We're likely to have the same governor.
Same thing apply to Senator Merkley in terms of his chances for re-election?
It does look like the government stays relatively stable, so that would be hard to think that we would have a new senator. What's really going on, though, is Cover Oregon. It's not settled. There's still a lot of fighting. People are angry.
The new health insurance
plan. The new health insurance plan, yeah. One of the successes for the state of Oregon this year is going to be around food and farming and getting food to people that are needy.
Well, let's turn to Eugene a little bit.
It's a very good year for the city of Eugene to be creating strategic partnerships with business and with the university in order to create solutions to problems. And it looks like we'll get a permanent farmer's market. Now that's going to be a big story.
Will there be any progress on dealing with the homelessness issues?
Towards the end of 2014, it looks like Eugene is going to get some recognition for being a model in terms of homelessness and caring for people. That looks really good.
Will Civic Stadium's future be determined by the end of 2014?
People aren't going to be happy with whatever the resolution is. But that's kind of typical Eugene. We do have a tendency to do that.
And what success can Duck and Beaver football and basketball expect in 2014?
It looks like a lot of happiness, especially at the end of 2014. So to me, that's the sports situation. We're really excited. We're really celebrating. We're really proud of ourselves. The moon is the planet that has to do with women. And that looks like a lot of celebration in terms of women and women in sports. April is a month that looks like it's going to have the most difficulty. So that's the month to keep yourself as balanced as possible. That's a time not to take a lot of risks yourself, because it looks like what's going on in the world is going to be really risky. The stock market could be really risky then. There's likely to be some kind of threat of terrorism. So that's the big hot time.
And finally, Joanna, what do you say to those who are skeptical of astrology?
I say, well, that's fine. I tend to be skeptical of the weather report, and I still listen to the weather report. The thing that I love about it is it's so old. It's been around in this form since 450 BCE, and astrologers have been looking at the heavens and making relationships between the planets in the heavens and what's going on Earth for a long, long time.
A lot of powerful people have turned to astrologers.
I saw a bumper sticker once that said, if life is so important, why doesn't it come with instructions? And I said, oh, but it does. It's your astrological chart.